nigga who buck wild with the trigger. Shame on a nigga who tried to run game on a nigga who bucks our fuck ass up.
Yo, hut one, hut two, hut three, hut.
Old dirty bastard, live and uncut. Styles unbreakable, shatterproof to the young youth. You wanna get gunned? Shoot, blah. How you like me now? Don't fuck the style, ruthless, wow. Do you wanna get your teeth knocked the fuck out? Wanna get on it like that? Well then shout.
Your RZA, your razor, hit me with the major. The damage, my clan understand it, be flavor. Gunning, coming at ya. First I'm gonna get ya, once I got ya, I got ya. You could never capture the Method Man stature. For rhyming, for rapture, got niggas resigning, now master my staff. Never, I put the fucking buck in the wild, kid, I'm terror. Razor sharp, I sever the head from the shoulders. I'm better than my competitor, you mean competitor, whatever. Let's get together.
Shame on the nigga who tried to run game on the nigga who buck wild with the trip.
He act so thick, I'm fat. And yo, Ray came blowing and blew off your headphones. Black rap from yo Cali to Texas, smoother than a Lexus. Now it's my turn to practice. Brothers approaching half step, but ain't heard half of it yet. And I bet you're not a fucking vet. So when you see me on the reel, forming like Voltron, remember I got deep like a Navy SEAL.
Same on the nigga who tried to run game on the nigga who fuck wild with the trigger. Same on the nigga who tried to run game on the nigga. I'll fuck your ass up. My vocal couldn't keep it with a pair of bifocals. I'm no joker, play me as a joker. Be on it like a house on fire, smoke ya. Dudes be acting like the gangs anyway. Be like, warriors, come out and play. Me. I get into shit, I let it like diarrhea. Got burnt once, but that was only gonorrhea. Dirty, I keep shit stained in my drawer so I can get fist and funk it for you. Murder takes the flame of the Wu-Tang. Rah, here comes the Tiger Brush Cream. Ow, be like, wow, with my style. Punk, you play me chump, you get dumb. Woo, it's coming through at a theater near you. And get funk like it's true. What?
Shaolin shadow boxing and the Wu-Tang sword style. If what you say is true, the Shaolin and the Wu-Tang could be dangerous. Do you think your Wu-Tang sword can defeat me?
On guard. I'll let you try my Wu-Tang style.
Bring the motherfucking ruckus! Bring the motherfucking ruckus! Bring the motherfucking ruckus! Bring the motherfucking ruckus!
Ghost face, catch the blast of a hype verse. My clock burst, leaving a hearse. I did worse, I come rough. Tough like an elephant tusk. Your head rush, fly like Egyptian musk. Aw, oh, shit, Wu-Tang Clan spark the Wixen. However, I mastered a trick just like Nixon. Causing terror, quick damage your whole era. Hard rocks is like the fuck up a found shot. PLO style, hazardous, cause I wreck this dangerous. I blow spots like Waco, Texas.
Watch my back like I'm locked down. Hardcore hitting sound. Watch me act broke and tear down. A literate tight asshole. Songs going gold, no doubt. And you watch a corny nigga fall. Yeah, they faking all that. Carrying gats, but your mind plan rolling like 40 max. Now you act convinced. I guess it makes sense. Wu-Tang, yo, soon represent. I wait for one to act up. Now I got him backed up. Gun to his neck now. React what? And that's one in the chamber. Wu-Tang banger. 36 styles of danger.
Bring the motherfucking ruckus. 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 Bring the motherfucking ruckus.
Lick bitches. I roll with groups of ghetto bastards with biscuits. Check it, my method on the microphone's banging. Wu-Tang slang, I leave your headpiece hanging. Plus this, I'm kicking like Seagal out for justice. The roughness, yes, the rudeness. Ruckus, rap bro, I verbally assault with the tongue. Murder one, my sound shocks you not like a stun gun. I'm hectic, I wreck it with the quickness. Set it on the microphone, the competition get blown. By this nasty ass nigga with my nigga, the RZA. Charged like a bull and got.
higher than slave man boots. New recruits, I'm fucking up MC troops. I break loops and trample shit while I stomp. I'm unholing that ass, cause I'm straight out the swamp. Creeping up on sight, now it's fright night. My Wu-Tang slang is mad fucking dangerous and more deadly than the stroke of an axe. Chopping through your back, giving bystanders heart attacks. Niggas trying to flake, tell me who wins them. I blow up this fucking prism, make it a vicious act of terrorism. You wanna bring it, so fuck it. Come on and bring the rockets, then I provoke niggas to kick buckets. I'm wetting cream, I ain't wetting fame. Who's selling game? I'm giving out a deadly game. It's not the Russian, it's the Wu-Tang crushing. Roulette slip up, you get fucked like Suzette. Bring the fucking rockets.
Bring the motherfucking rockets. Bring the motherfucking rockets.
On guard. I'll let you try my Wu-Tang style.
So bring it on.
Enigma, pistol fertilize your stigma. Stink box, order from Pink Dot. MCs get stuck on ink blocks. Airside plug to the sink box. Who take it crop? Take your brain on space warp. Talk strange like Bjork. Great hero Jim Thorpe. How can I put it? Life is like video footage. Hard to edit. Directors, they never understood it. Too impulsive. My deadly corrosive dosage. Attack when you least notice. Through explosive postage. I don't play. The rap souffle saute for the day. Rule a zigzag, zig A. Leg, leg, arm, head. Spread like plague. We drink Hennessy by the check. I got the golden egg plus the goose. 80 poop, absolute, mixed with cranberry fruit juice. Dancing boost, I got your neck in the noose. Keep my money wrinkled. The rap star twinkle, killer instinct. 16 ball Nico, sell more copies than Kinko. Grow like a fetus with no hands and feet to complete us. Then we return like Jesus when the whole world need us.
Is it appetite for destruction? Slap a murder rap on this production. I touch something, trust nothing. Iron lung, twisted metal. I see him ducking, my dart gun. Bussing from every angle. Worldwide total carnage. The sickest flow. That be code name Agent Orange. Killing you slow. It's only right you pay homage to those that's about to blow like that shit up your nose. Solid as a rock when I strike target. Herbal be screaming on you like a drill sergeant. Herbals got me where I wanna be right now. Don't know the time. Check the hour on your sundown. Watch me shine. Chunk off a cheap wine. Each line be on point when I speak mine. On behalf of my crew. Into the room.
Yeah. The Boom Bap Syndicate, baby. Playing the hottest hip hop in the nation.
Yes.
All across the universe as we span the galaxy, looking like Starship Troopers and shit. Yo, listen. Take care of your mental, huh? Or they might have to refind your dental underneath the dirt. Anthropological. Can't fuck with me, I'm way too phenomenal. They comical. I'm laughing at them, they ain't even liquid solids or gases. I'm astronomical. Ooh. Found in a place you can't go, cause you got no access, nigga. Use your soul. Meditating to these different levels. 7 levels of mental energy, gotta get those. Yeah, cause if you don't get those, they gon' find you done with the lines. Like the shell toes, sitting on Adidas. All day I dream about success for my brothers, running like they hyenas. In safari full of lions and some cheetahs. Don't get caught with tigers, they might run you like a visa. Ooh. Damn. Everything I spit, hot like a heater. Chicken fajita, the dip gotta be garlic with little bit of mayo on the side. Huh. I like a black and thick, no pale eyes. I'm the boss don, eat them all like wontons. Ooh. Hard body dreams, know I'm long gone. On a trip to Dominican, niggas get it in. I don't give a fuck as long as the island private like Gilligan's. Ooh. G-O-D. Yeah, baby, this the G-O-D. Can't hide from me. Cause the all in all seen and heard everywhere, everything that I see. Ooh.
Yes, sir. Y'all know Hard Body Dreams, man. Once you get going, you can't stop the flow.
I could, but I just choose not to.
No, I'm saying you can't. Other people can't stop the flow.
Can't.
Yeah.
It's like a tsunami, bro. All you can do is try to find shelter.
Find shelter. If you can't swim, don't come in the water.
Yo, B, know that the water's got sharks,
straight
octopuses,
up.
Squids.
Straight up.
You know what I mean? The little, you know what I mean? Got the crabs, the lobsters, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Got the whales. And there's probably so many other things that, you know, the 10% has only 10% discovered.
Yeah. Forget about the mermaids.
Oh, I heard there's mermaids in Tanzania.
Forget about the mermaids, man.
If they do exist, you know what I mean? Which would be pretty crazy to actually think, like, you know. I mean, that's a whole nother, you know what I mean? But if they do exist, that'd be pretty crazy to see.
Yeah, I've seen some videos of divers, really deep divers talking about that.
Oh, yeah?
Like ocean divers.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they were pretty terrified, man. There was one in that, I think one of the lakes, one of the biggest lakes in the world, the one in Russia.
Oh, yeah?
I forgot the name of it, but, yeah, it's the
deepest.
Oh,
yeah, you're talking about the Caspian Sea.
It's the Caspian. No, it's a lake. It's actually a lake.
Yeah.
It's like the deepest lake in the world.
I think it's the Caspian.
The name's escaping me right now.
Because I remember them talking. Anyways, go ahead.
Yeah, and they were talking about how they seen, you know, fish people there. But regardless, yeah, it's interesting because the history goes back. You know what I mean? There's depictions of fish people. There's images of these things that were left, just like how certain other images were left. However, it's always good to question something because there's been images of everything, apparently, right, that have been left. And I would say that, yo, never not question. You know, don't not question anything. Question everything.
Even your own thoughts.
Even your own thoughts. Even the things that you don't usually question, right? They're good to get back to because no one can really keep up and figure out the swift and changeable mysteries of chess boxing. You know what I mean? And that was actually what we started with, the mystery of chess boxing, moving on to shame on a nigga.
Tries to run game on a nigga.
Yeah. Moving on to bring the ruckus, man. Such energetic tracks in a row right there, man. And then moving on to Reunited. I love that Reunited one.
Oh, yeah.
On Wu-Tang Forever.
Oh, yeah.
They sound, especially Meth, I noticed that he sounds actually more mature. And he sounds more solidified in his own flow and his voice. It's dope to see that, you know. Maybe as an MC, it's something I'm picking up, because that's something that I've been going through recently, is just getting more grounded in my own voice and my own sound, right?
And it takes time, bro.
Yeah.
Or it doesn't.
Well, we'll see. And then, you know, I just want to do a, my climate check today is a little practical. It's a little, it's practical from my side, because I just want to talk about this recent machine that's been on my mind that my brother RT4G Auto had brought to the studio. He was so happy he got a new toy. You know, the producers with all their toys, man.
The MPC.
Yeah, he got the Akai MPC sample is now, you know, widely popular and now being publicly released everywhere around the world. So for anyone who hasn't seen this, this is a, like, this is a, I would say like an iPad mini sized device with the pads, the drum pads on it, and various dials. You know, if you know anything about the Akai MPCs, you know, you get the gist of the idea, what they look like. But this is for travel, you know, on the go. It fits right on top of your lap. It's much smaller than a laptop. And, man, it sounds dope. And you can make anything on the fly. I was playing around with it for like a few minutes, and oh man, I was having so much fun. And I didn't even tap into the deep part of the function of that thing. You can mix right on there, you know, make beats. And so, yeah, to any producers maybe who are looking for a new method to make that boom bap, you know, make a canvas for any artist to spit that reel, then there's a new toy for you right there.
The only thing is that, you know, the speaker is not that great.
Yeah, the speakers, I would agree with that. The speaker's not that great.
Like, the speakers. And I think, you know, Akai, you got to remember, Akai is like the, is in those, in the category of pioneer decks that were used by, you know, guys like Premiere and some other guys that I don't want to name because we talked about this, right?
Yeah.
But Akai, you know, that company, right?
Yeah.
So for them to come out with, I'm not, is this their first MPC?
Well, no. They've had, like, even the one that my brother Bubs uses. Shout out to Bubs. Yeah, that's also an MPC. Yeah, it's an Akai.
Yeah,
it's just a bigger version. They have a bunch of those, a bunch of MPC models.
Yeah.
The first popularized ones were actually Akai's as well.
Yeah.
But they
should have known that if you're gonna make this for producers,
yeah,
you have to have a device that can really, cause bro, I mean, think of the speaker that you blessed me with.
Yeah.
That should sound better than that.
Oh yeah, of course though. Cause that's a speaker. You know what I mean, God? That's its only function. That's its only function.
Yo, God, don't tell me they ain't got the technology to make that shit.
Well, I'm not saying that they, that's not what I'm telling you, but what I am telling you is that I agree. However, I don't know how important that is when it comes to the purpose of what they made that for. You know what I mean?
Well, if your MPC is on the go and you're making rhythms.
Yeah.
You're not telling you what? What? The sound quality is not important?
No, it's important for sure. It's important.
I saw y'all niggas be listening to music all fucking quiet and shit.
I'll say,
fuck, man. Oh, my ears are too sensitive.
Yeah, well, shit, man. You need to gain some of that sensitivity back. Because if you're going to get one of these things, man,
this
is what you're going to have to deal with. Unless, I'm sure there's other brands that probably make some better quality speakers. I haven't done the research on that yet, but I heard RT talking about that as well. But, man, in terms of, like, user-friendliness, I respect Akai. Akai's where it's at. The speaker, yeah, disclaimer, the speaker is not that good on that joint. You could definitely hear it. Maybe if you're in a really crowded place, it'll be hard to hear. So yeah, I mean, that's a nice piece of tech that I just want to touch on.
No doubt. But also, like, you're not really able to, you know, we're talking about the low end and all that, right? Like,
yeah,
you can't really. I mean, obviously you can transfer it, right?
Yeah.
But we're talking about conveniency, right?
Yeah.
That's why this thing is created.
Yeah, it depends where you at, to be honest. Yeah, if you're in a studio, you can plug it into the monitors, easy.
That's true. But you can do that.
Yeah, you got the outputs. Yeah.
But if you're on the go,
If you're on the go, that's right. If you're on the go, honestly, if I was on a go, I would keep headphones with me all times.
100%.
With the jack, like 100%. The ones we're using right now.
100%.
Then you would be like, it would be like in the normal studio, it would feel like that. 100%. Even any type of earbuds, maybe, anything you could plug in, because it has an aux out too. So if you have an aux earbud with aux cords, that would come through, and that would, you know, alleviate some of those problems that the built-in speaker might give.
Yes.
Yeah.
Indeed, that's most right and exact.
And so, you know, if you want to make that boom bap, man, that's one item you can get. Check off the list, man. If anyone wondering from where to start, yeah, search up Akai. You know, we're not sponsored or anything, but it doesn't have to be Akai. Search up, you know, what gear you can use or what software you can use, and that's how we can get started. And yeah, the journey must begin in order to be completed, y'all.
First comes one.
Yeah, straight up.
You know, I didn't want to talk about that other thing, but you know, I think we're gonna leave that current for another day.
Yeah, yeah.
Cause you know, Tekashi don't get no play around here.
Yeah.
But
yeah, we can leave it for another day.
He's a funny dude, I'll tell you that.
He is a funny guy.
He's a real funny guy.
That's right.
So we're going to continue on with the documentary.
Yeah, we'll get back into the documentary here. Wu-Tang Clan, man, just soaking the knowledge.
Soak it up, baby. The Boom Bap Syndicate.
90.1 CJSF FM. Y'all know where we're at.
Shorty's running wild, smoking cess, drinking beer. And ain't trying to hear what I'm kicking in his ear.
For some, the truth hurt. Shortly after the release of 36 Chambers, a group of crusaders led by C. Dolores Tucker and Dionne Warwick brought their opposition to negative messages in so-called gangster rap to Capitol Hill.
When will responsibility be demanded by all to deny the continuing images that degrade our dignity, insult our families, stunt the emotions of our children, and most importantly, our communities?
A young youth, you're rocking the gold tooth. Low goose, only way I begin to G-York was drug loot. And let's start it like this, son. Rolling with this one and that one. Pulling out gats for fun.
Of particular concern to anti-rap forces were bleak images, like those seen in the video for Cream.
We know the people listening. You think we gonna keep them blind like y'all did for all these years? Hell no, this hip-hop. We came, this is the greatest form of expression right here. This is the art.
Life as a shorty shouldn't be so rough. But as the world turned, I learned life was hell. Living in the world no different from a cell.
Basically, what Dionne Warwick and C. Dolores Tucker and all them need to do is, instead of analyzing the lyrics for all the curse words and the nasty shit up in there, try to figure out why they coming with these lyrics like this. What have they seen in their lifetime that at such a young age, 19, 18, 19, 20, 21, that they got lyrics like this?
I came to bring the pain, hardcore from the brain. Let's go inside my astral plane.
Soon followed the solo projects from the Wu members, and as they were released, the key remained keeping it real.
Is it real, son? Is it really real, son? Let me know it's real, son, if it's really real. Something I can feel, son, load it up and kill one. Want it raw deal, son, if it's really real.
That's why I named that joint Bring the Pain. Cause everybody screaming they real. What's real in this world, really? Pain. You can't hide pain. Once it hits you, you struck.
You're all that I need, I'll be there for you. If you keep it real with me, I'll keep it real with you. Loving your whole skis, hit me in there, boo. On top of that, you got the good power, you.
On a more hopeful note, Method Man's remix with Mary J. Blige became the love song of the summer of 95. And earned the first Grammy Award for a member of the Wu-Tang Clan.
A couple of years ago, it was like I was wondering where the next meal was coming from. Now it's like I'm at Grammy Awards winning Grammys.
Even in this most democratic of groups, Method Man was clearly a star, thanks to his softer side and a certain performing charisma.
It's the pheromones I'll be letting off. I'll be letting off gases out my pores, attracting crowds.
Party people all around the town. This the ODB, kid.
I feel good that being able to express myself and have my talent, to give my talent to the world, to the universe. So they can accept my talent and love it. Love it.
Get out of here!
The one thing about Dirty is just willing to do anything. I'll take a leak right out here. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I don't care. All you're going to see on my album is entertainment. You're going to see hilarious things going on. You're going to see things that you found yourself doing, but you never tell nobody about it. You see a part in my, you know, I said I got burnt by gonorrhea. I got burnt by gonorrhea before. Yeah. I'm not afraid to say it. I got burnt by gonorrhea before. Then I got burnt two times.
Oh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw.
It ain't gonna be no fancy. You gonna see me dancing or nothing. And if you do see me dancing, you gonna like it.
Shimmy, shimmy, y'all, shimmy, yam, shimmy, yeah. Give me the mic so I can take a whip.
You gonna love it. You gonna say that, man, that. I love Dirty. Because you ain't gonna never see no talent like this again in your life.
Now, yo, yo, what up, yo, time is running out, it's for real, though, let's connect, politic, ditto, we can trade places, get lifted in the staircases, word up, peace, incarcerated, star faces.
If you can't count on nobody, count on us, kid, we gonna keep it extra real.
What do you believe in, heaven or hell? You don't believe in heaven, cause we're living in hell.
When I say real, I mean reality real, cause you break that, not on the slang level of real, you know what I mean? Meaning real, real, like how we can fall out this, we can fall out the chair right now, when you know what I mean?
That when the MCs came to live out the name, bands to two to four, something happened.
Liquid Swords, just about being lyrically sharp, that's all. Swift with your tongue and sharp.
While RZA has produced every Wu solo record, he had the most control when he worked with GZA.
Yo, the RZA put the track with the what?
RZA's a scientist, and all you have to do is do your vocals if that's what you're there for, and he's gonna work everything else out.
It's like he heard his album when it was finished.
Ghost album was, you know, was intimate.
So the families that went through the struggle.
That's the first song that we ever made that made people cry. You know what I mean? I made big people with big brothers with muscles cry. Like, yo, D, I dropped a 10, like, you know?
Red 7 o'clock, fucking roaches out the cereal box. She shared the same spoon, watch a Saturday cartoon.
It was a picture that I painted, that which I've been through and saw. That's what made them cry, you know what I mean? That's how I can make it identify, either with you went through it or not, because the picture is so clear. Like, you seen it like it was on the news.
Guest appearances by Wu members maintain the family vibe throughout the solo releases.
Everything you hear is just a Wu-Tang album. It just features a certain person more on that album.
It doesn't matter who name was on it. Each time you seen the album, it had that logo on there to let them know.
And five solo albums only serve to whet the appetite of a public